Last time we began discussing the sugya of Dayamaka, and we spent a fair amount of time discussing the Shitas HaMordechai. You'll recall the Gemara has on Samach Vav the possibility of getting out of a potential Roa Machmas Tashmish problem by being Tola Bevesta. And we noted four Shitas in Rishonim what Tola Bevesta means, and Yeshua Vest Tola Bevesta. According to Rashi, it's when there's a specific time that she expects to be Roa Machmas Tashmish. If she has Tashmish other times during the month, then that is not problematic. According to the Rambam in Rov Rishonim, which is the Stimas Lashon HaMechaber, Tola Bevesta is that if a woman is engaged in Tashmish Samach Levesta, Samach Lokas, what that Samach Levesta is, then you can attribute the Dam to that Shas HaVest. And again, that's the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch. We had the Baal HaMor who attributed it to a kind of a vest aguf. And then we're discussing the Shitas of Mordechai and the Machlokes, call it the Shach and the Bach, what the Kavanah of the Mordechai is. According to the Shach's understanding of the Mordechai is a phenomenal kula that, for all intents and purposes, if a woman has a vest kavua, then there's never going to be a concern of Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, because anytime she is Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, Shelo B'Shas HaVest, she has the right to be told in a maka, even without any knowledge that such a maka exists. And that's what the Shach understands, and Darkei Moshe presumably understands to be the relatively broad Chiddush Lekula of the Mordechai, which is why the Shach feels compelled to limit its application only to the effect of Roa Machmas Tashmish and not to the din of Shivan Nekiyim, that in such a situation, if a woman does see Dam Shelo B'Shas HaVesta, she still would have to treat that dam as tame and count Shivan Nekiyim and go through the standard Tara process. And the Bach understood the Mordechai in a more limited way, that the Mordechai distinguishes between a Ves Kavua and a Ves She'ena Kavua only in terms of what kind of knowledge of a Maka do you need in order to be a Tola Al Malkasa. That if a woman has a vest kavua and she sees da machmas tashmish shelo b'shas vest, then she can be tola that dam adamaka, even if it's any adua dam, even if we don't know that this maka necessarily produced this dam or produces dam. We'll have to fine tune that. And if, however, a woman does not have a vest kavua, so if there's a vest she'ena kavua, you can still be tola bevesta, meaning tola b'makasa, shelo b'shas vest, but then you need a maka hayadua shemotzi adam. Okay, and then we didn't really discuss this last time, but if you look at the Taz, Sifkat and Yud, he has a different take on the Mordechai. He assumes that even if you have a vest kavua, you still need a yediyah or maka hayadua shemotzi adam. Just to add one more mar makom here, again, the Shach presented the Mordechai as essentially a shitas yachid in Rishon, in the way the Shach understood the Mordechai. I saw that in the Shira Shevet Levi, he's mitzayin a meiri and daf yud aleph amud aleph. This is a little bit shalobim koma, you wouldn't necessarily know to look here. But the Meiri, there, the topic of the sugya is bedikos. So the Meiri in that context has an arichus about Roa Machmas Tashmish. And towards the end of a very long piece, he has the following line. The af harbe mefarshim sovrim shezu she'ein la vest v'zu she'roa machmas tashmish chadehi u'memnei she'ein mefarshim she'roa machmas tashmish she'amr sham peirusho v'she'ein la vest. He quotes harbe mefarshim as saying that the context of Roa Machmas Tashmish is where a woman does not have a vest kavua. So the footnote here points out that this sounds like that Shitas of Mordechai, sounds like the Shitas of Mordechai, the way the Shach understood it, that the whole sugya of Roa Machmas Tashmish is limited to a woman that has a vest or does not have a vest kavua. But if a woman has a vest kavua, so then there's nothing or almost nothing to be concerned about. So he points out in the footnote here that obviously the Shach didn't have this Meiri, but the Meiri doesn't just quote it, but he quotes Af Harbe Mefarshim. That apparently, the Meiri has Lashonos for different different Rishonim. Gedolei Mefarshim is the Ravid, and Gedolei Harabanim is Rashi. But I don't believe, at least doesn't point out, when the Meiri writes Harbe Mefarshim, I don't think that's a reference to any specific Rishon. So he seems to be saying generically, Harbe explained the Gemara as such. So even if you'll argue that the correct reading of the Mordechai is like the Bach, or there may still be a day in the Meiri that says like the Shach's reading of the Mordechai. Okay. So whether you understand like the Shach or whether you understand like the Bach, B'das HaMordechai, there is a situation where in order to be Tola Al Makasa, then you need to have a Makah HaYidua Shemotzi Adam. So there's a machlokes achronim, whether or to what extent there's a machlokes rishonim on this point, and what the parameters of makah hayadua shemutzi adam are. If you take a look at the Rashba, both in the Torah Sabayis Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, and in the Chidushim and Arsug Yasamuch Vav Amud Aleph, so let's just read a few lines together from the Chidushim. Again, Samuch Vav Amud Aleph, Dibra Maschil, so the Rashba writes, Nemenes Isha Lomar Maka Yeshli Shemimena Hadam Shose Sviyari. So that's the next line in the Gemara. Mistaber the Hachi Pirusha. Nemenes Isha Lomar Maka Yeshla. A woman has Nemenes to represent that she has a Maka. The Kol Shehi Nemenes Bimaka Minastam, he told us Shemimena Hadam shows this viore. And once she has Ne'emanos that there is such a Maka, so she has the license to be Tola that the Dam that she sees came from that Maka. Sharehi ain't a Bekia below Bidika im Hadam Minamaka o Minamakor. So there's no way of knowing for sure what the source of the Dam is unless she does a Bidika. The imba bedika maishna ki islamaka, afila below you the ismaka tahora, daksani biadua shu minastadin. If you're doing a bedika and you're able to ascertain that the maka is minastadin, not minamakor, then there's no particular chiddush here. So it must be that she has ne'amonis to say that once she has ne'amonis to say that there's a maka, then you can be told on that maka, even if we don't know for sure that that maka produced this dam. The ode, Daksani Behedya, the im Yeshla Maka, Tola Bimakasa, Alma Minastam Tola. And furthermore, it says in the previous line of the Gemara that if she has a Maka, you can be Tola Bimakasa without qualification. So it sounds like as long as there's a Maka, she has the right to be Tola on that Maka without asking any more questions. So that sounds like you have the right to be Tola Bimaka, even if there's no firm knowledge that dam was produced by this maka. A woman has nemanus to say she has a maka, so we're taking her at her word that she has a maka, but we don't know for sure that this maka produced the dam that she sees, and nevertheless, she can be tola b'makasa. So, nechluku achronim, in this Rashba, how far does that go? Does he mean that even if we don't know whether this maka is capable of producing dam, you can still be tola b'makasa? Or do you need to know that the maka is capable of producing dam? We just don't know whether the dam lefanenu came from that maka, right? So again, the Rashba says that im yesh the ksani behed im yesh maka tola b'makasa alma minastam tola. So what's that minastam tola? Do you still need to know that this maka is capable of producing dam, or is it sufficient to know that there is a maka, even if we haven't ascertained that the maka itself is capable of producing dam? Okay, Shuas Aradvaz, Chelik Aleph Simen Tuf Mem Dalid. Chelik Aleph Simen Tuf Mem Dalid assumes, like the first tzad, that even if we don't know for sure that the maka is motzi dam, you could still be Tola. The Radvaz has as follows. Okay. Sha'alta mimeni odiacha da'ati v'isha sheyesh l'makom el samakom, aval eini yodas im ha'makom mutzi adam olo. V'ras adam achmas tashmish, in tol b'makom olo. So Shaila was, a woman has a makom el samakom, and she doesn't know whether that makom is mutzi adam. Says Radvaz, l'chora hayanira lomer de'ena tol b'makom, kema da'kasi l'huchzak dam b'makom, so we don't know. The presentation of the question is, we don't know if there's a makkah b'chlal. Sorry, we don't know whether the makkah produces dam. So she has a makkah, but she doesn't know whether it produces dam. So the Rizvah says, off the cuff, you should be machmir. So long as we don't know if it produces dam, so you have to go l'chumra. And he says, that is the position of the Mordechai, that wherever the Mordechai does require Tliya b'maka, it has to be a maka hayadua shemotzi adam. Aval ilo yada, alfa pishi omeres bevade sheyesh l'maka in a tola. But if she doesn't know whether this maka produces dam, even if she knows that she's a maka, she has a maka, she can't be tola. You have to have firm knowledge that this maka produces dam. But then he says, not so fast. So number one, you can rely on the cheskes tara of the woman as your starting point, which we'll come back to in a different context a little bit later. The two, the isha zu yesh la ves kavua b'chazaka aruch b'zmanu ba. So if she has the ves kavua, so then you have the right to assume that whatever she sees shelo b'shas vesta is more likely not problematic dam. So the fact that there is a maka, even if it doesn't, you don't know whether the maka produces dam, maybe you could rely on that as well. Umidaksani im yesh la maka tolab makasa. Veloksani v'im yesh la maka shayotim imena dam tolab makasa. Mashma de tolab maka afagav dadayin lo yada im yasim imena dam alo. So Stimos Lashon Gemara, im yesh la maka tol b'makasa, sounds like once you establish that there's a maka, even if that's all you know, and you have no idea whether this maka is capable of producing dam, much less whether this dam came from this maka, you can still be tola. The two, ad-mifligi, b'im dam makasa mishuna, liflog v'lisni b'didei, v'im lo yada dayin sheyasi man adam, ain't a tola. And then he says, the fact that the Gemara in its third clause out of the four says that if the dam that presents itself is of a different appearance than dam maka, then you can't be tola b'makasa. So says the Radvaz, if it was the case that you need to be tola on a maka that you have firm knowledge is motzi dam, so that would be a more logical distinction the Gemara should have drawn between a maka yiduish and motzi dam and a maka she'eni yiduish and motzi dam. The fact that the Gemara didn't draw that distinction implies that is all the same. That once you know there's a maka, that's enough to be tola on, even if there's no yediya shemutzi adam. Then he says, "V'chein mashpi behedim iloshen arash bazal shakasa v'ala dahach in dam akasa mishuna perish dafka shenispara shehu mishuna halon ispara tolin b'mako l'fisha isha b'cheskes taro medes ad shetira v'adai v'kol sheyesha lilos." And then he says, this is the position of the Rashba. From the line, we'll get to this a little bit later, but not the line that we just read on the Rashba, but a different line, in Dama Kasa Mishuna Midam Riyasa. So he says, you have to establish that the Dam is Mishuna, but Bistam Tolim B'maka. Lefisha isha becheskas taro medes, ad shetira vaday. So the fact that the Rashba says that in the context of mishuna indicates that the default presumption is that she has a cheskas taro. Is you need to actively establish that the dam is mishuna from damak in order to be metamei her. But all things being equal, the default position is to say that she is tahora. So the same thing should be true over here, that unless you establish that sorry, that once you establish that there's a maka, then you can be tola b'makasa, even if you haven't firmly established that it's a maka hayadua shemotzi adam. So that is the Radvaz, and that's how we understood the Rashba. And then he says, that maybe even the Mordechai could be read differently. Karveni lomar shigama Mordechai lo amra ela dero adam al eid bedika shelo b'shaf tashmish. The Mordechai's requirement of a macha yiduah shemotzi adam, maybe that's only if you see on an eid shelo b'shaf tashmish. But if it's real Rav Machmas Tashmish, so then maybe you don't need a Maka Hayadua Shemotzi Adam. Okay, so that's the position of the Radvaz, that, and he attributes this to the Rashba as well, that as long as you know that there is a Maka, then you don't need any further Yediyah about whether the Maka is Yedua Shemotzi Adam. And you can be told by Makasa as such. That's how the Beis Yosef understood the Rashba, because the Beis Yosef presents Machlokes Rishonim, Rashba, and Mordechai. He understood, according to the Mordechai, when you're told by Makasa, you need a Maka Yadua Shemotzi Adam. And according to the Rashba, you don't need a Maka Hayadua Shemotzi Adam. Now, again, according to, if you accept the Bach's understanding of the Mordechai, as we explained, so this is only if you don't have a ves kavua. Meaning the Bach understood within the Mordechai that if you have a ves kavua, then you don't need a maka yadua shemotzi adam. It's only by ves she'ena kavua that you need a maka yadua shemotzi adam. But wherever the Mordechai does require a maka yadua shemotzi adam, so the Beis Yosef understands that that's a machlokas Rashba and Mordechai. The Shach disagrees. The Shach and Sifkata and Kaf Dalid, and assumes that Rov Rishonim are of the opinion that you need a Yediyah that the Maka is Motzi Adam. The Shach writes as follows, Sifkata and Kaf Dalid, if you have it in front of you. Elam ken yodas bevadai shemakasa motzi adam. Afa pish einam argeshes ata shadam zeh hu ba mi makasa. Even if you don't have a hargasha per se that this dam came from this maka, but you need to know that this is a maka which is motzi adam. And he says, this is the position of Mordechai, Goshari Dura, Tosus and Daf Tezayin. V'chachti sham, he refers to the Shach in the Shach Ha'aruch. The Gamma Rashba B'Torah Sabayis Modu L'Zeh. The Loka Omer, Ela She'ena Tzvicha She'teda, Shemar Geshes Ata, She'adam Huba Mimakasa. Ava Tzvicha She'teda, Shemakasa Motzi Adam. He says, all the Rashba meant, when the Rashba says you don't need a maka hayadusha metzi adam, is that you don't need to know that this dam came from this maka. But you at least need to know that this maka is a dam-producing maka. And according to the Radvaz, even if you don't know that this is a dam-producing maka, you just know that there is a maka, you can be told by makasa. And according to the Shach, even the Rashba should agree that you need at least to know that this is a dam producing maka, even if you can't prove that this dam came from this maka. That's the Shach here in Sifkatan Kaftalid. He thinks that's the position of Rav Rishonim. And he says that's against the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, the Darkei Moshe Bach, Ivina Shirash Republic. They all presented Machlokes, the Rashba, and the Mordechai. And the Shach reads the Rashba in a more limited way, such that there's no Machlokes between the Rashba and the Mordechai. And Evan would agree you need at least the knowledge that the maka is a maka that has produced dam, even if we can't prove that it produced this dam in front of us right now. Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, Simon Mem Vav, which the later Achronon quote, so he, as a raya to the Shach's understanding of the Rashba, just point out that if you understand the Rashba the way the Radvaz did, let's say, or the way the Beis Yosef and the Dargi Moshe presumably understood the Rashba, that you could always be tola on a maka as long as you know there's a maka, even if you don't know that the maka is Motzi Adam. So how is that any better than a kesem? Right? Do you recall the Gemara on Chesem and Beis, the Mishnah, the Meiser, the Rebbe Kiva, the Talmidav, where a woman came and Rebbe Kiva suggested that maybe you could attribute the kesem that the woman presented to a maka, and the lashon there. The lashon there in Ches Amid Beis, Shema Yechola Lihigala Ulahotzi Dam, that she said the maka was chaisa. She said it healed, and Rabbi Kiva says, well, maybe it could have regenerated itself and be motzi dam. To which the woman said, hein, and then Rabbi Kiva was mitaher the dam. So the only reason it was mitaher because of the possibility of Yechol Lihisgala Ulahotzi Dam. So there, Rabbi Kiva is only prepared to be Mako if there is evidence or the possibility that that this Maka is now again producing Dam. Now, it could be that that doesn't mean it has to be a Maka Hayadua Shemotzi Adam, meaning it doesn't have to be that we can trace this this dam to this maka, but according to the Rashba, that all you need is knowledge of a maka, even if you don't know whether the maka is motzi dam. So why do Rabbi Kiva say it has to be yachal l'skala? Even if not, as long as you know there's a maka, then you can be told on that. Now you could say that yeah, but if the maka was chais, it was totally healed, then that's basically no maka. So that's not the same thing as a maka she'eni yadua shemitzi adam. If it was healed, there's no maka at all. But then the Chacham Tzvi says, but anyway, you see over there, Rabbi Kiva's makel in the context of ksamim, ksamim morkal. So maybe Rabbi Kiva would not have been makel in that case for re'iyah. So Rabbi Vadya makes that first point that we made, that if the maka was healed, so essentially there's no maka anymore, so that doesn't prove anything about the need for a maka hayadua shemotzi adam. But Bila is made, that's the position of the Shach, that there's no real machlok as we showed him, and everyone agrees that you at least need to have knowledge that this maka is capable of being motzi adam. Okay. Let's just look at one more Rishon, and that's the Hagos Maimonios in the name of the Sefer HaTruma. Hagos Maimonios Perikid Aleph Yisurei Bia Halacha Ches, Perikid Aleph or Os Ches, Perikid Aleph Yisurei Bia Os Ches, quoting from the Sefer HaTruma. Let's try to pull it up here. I don't have I forgot to bring a Rambam with me. I didn't have that on the screen. So what the Gos Maimonides quotes in Sefer Truma is that you need a maka hayadua shemotzi adam. And if it's Bishas Vesta, so then it doesn't help. So if it's Shelo Bishas Vesta, you can rely on a maka hayadua shemotzi adam. If it's Bishas Vesta, then even if it's a maka hayadua shemotzi adam, you can't be Mekel because it's Bishas Vesta. And he says, Raya from the Gemara, that Nemenes Isha Lomar Maka Yeshli Ba'oso Lakam. Oh, thank you. You have the whole quote there? Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you. Mashma dafka shayotze hadam. I'm sorry, before that. Namenasi shalom or maki yeshli bilsamakom, shemimena yotze dam. Mashma dafka shayotze hadam in a maka tola. So you have, it's only if the dam is yotze from the maka that you're tola. Val, in suffik la ain tola. But if there's a suffik, then you can't be tola. Because if you're going to allow relying on a maka bishas vesta, you're going to have a woman who will never become tameya, because every time she has a regular vest and a regular ria, she's going to attribute it to a maka. So there are chiluke girsos here in this hagos maimini. The way we have it here is Dafka Shayotze Hadam. Okay, yeah, so Dafka Shayotze Hadam Min Hamaka. I think that, is this from Bar Ilan, Moshe? Yeah? I think in the Frankel it has, this isn't the point I'm making, but I think in the Frankel it has dafka kishiyodas shiyotse adam, but that doesn't make a difference in meaning. But what's important in terms of gear says dafka she, the way we have it is dafka kishiyodas shiyotse hadam minamaka tola, that if she knows that the dam comes from the maka, you could be tola, as opposed to with the fus kushta. And in the printed Sefer Truma, it says Dafka Kishudas Shayotse Dam. So that's a big difference. Dafka Kishudas Shayotse Hadam is that you need to know that this Dam came from this Maka. That Maka Yedusha Metziah Dam isn't just that you know that the Maka is capable of producing Dam, but you know that this Dam came from this Maka, as opposed to the Sefer Truma in the original. Again, the Gos Maimon, he's quoting a Sefer Truma. So in our printed Sefer Truma, and in the Defus Kushta of the Mordechai, it says of the Agos Maimonides, it says Dafka Kishiyodas Shiyotze Dam in a Maka. So you have to know that this is a Maka that produces Dam, but not necessarily that this Dam is attributed to this Maka. You have a Lush in the Meiri as well, that in order to be told about Makasa, you need to hehi margeshes shadam yotze min amaka. You have to have a hargasha that the dam comes from this maka. So that's along the lines of our printed Hagos Maimonios, even if it's not in the Sefer Truma that we have lefanenu. Okay. So in Shulchan Aruch, the mechaber is so same. Back to Sif Hey. Im yesh maka ba'osa maka tolim b'dam akasa. V'im dam akasa mishunim b'dam riyasa enon tolim b'dam akasa. So he's also saying that if there's a maka ba'osa makam, you can be tola b'dam akasa. There's no indication that you need a yediya shamaka musi adam. And that's consistent with how the Beis Yosef understood the Rashba, and presumably understood the Rama that was well mistima sashono, that where you can be tola b'maka, there's no requirement that it be a maka yaduish mitziyada, meaning as long as you have a knowledge of the existence of a maka, even if you don't know if it's a blood-producing maka, you could be tola the makasa. Okay, that's stima slashon ha-mechaber. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that way within the mechaber in Sifkat and Memvav. And presumably that should be the psak for Svardim. Rav Avadya writes on page Reish Lamed Beis that according to the Mechaber, even if a woman doesn't have a vest kavua, it sounds like you could be tola on a maka, even if it's eni yadusha motzi adam. That you're given the Mechaber has no chilukim. He's not nachis So it may be the distinction of Mordechai, which we'll see in the Ramah in a few moments, becomes more complicated. But Mistimul Hashem Mechaber and the presumed Psak for Sfaradim should be a lot more latitude, that even if a woman has a vest, she does not have a vest kavua, and she sees dam shelo b'shas vest, as long as you know there's a makah, even if you don't know whether that makah is capable of producing dam, you could be tola b'makas. Okay. Let's just read a few lines of the Tshuvas Noda to Behuda together. Noda Behuda is in Kama Yeridea Simin Memvav. Meata Navar Divre Shulchan Aruch B'Simen Kuf Bezayin Sif Dalid. Shulchan Aruch Adidin Le'el Sovei V'Holech. U'bisha Shtiyesh L'Makas Kinan D'Bezeh Mari B'Sif Heves Devav. El Shasham Sassan Dvara V'Lo Chriyam Svicha Shiteida Shemakas Motzi Adam. That there's no, the Mechaber doesn't explicitly address whether it needs to be a Makas Yadu Shemitzi Adam. V'gam Shitchus L'Shonu B'Shulchan Aruch Sif Hei Mash Mekein. Shakasav Yesh Lamaka Bosa Makam Tolan Dam Makasa. Bine Imaya Kosev Tolan Adam Bimaka Shapi Arya Mashma Shain on a Yodim Vadai Shamaka Musi Adam Elishanu Tolan Hadam Bimaka Shamaka Kvar Yadulan. So he says, Orange is the Machaber is not so bashit. It's had the Mechaber written Tolan Adam Bimaka, so that would imply as long as you know there's a Maka, even if you don't know if it's Motzi Adam, it could be Tola. Avaloshin HaShulchan Aruch Tolan Bidam Makasa, Makasa, Mashrish Adam Makasa Borer, Elish Anu Tolan Dam Zeh Bidam Makasa. So the Noda Behuda thinks that the Loshin of Tola Bidam Makasa as opposed to Dam Maka implies that it's Makasa Behe Hayidia, that we know something about this maka, and we know that this maka is a dam producing maka. So tolin bidam makasa, the dam of that maka that is known to us as maka shemutzi adam. So that's the Noda Behuda assumes that even the mechaber requires yediyah that the maka is motzi adam. Again, the fact that the mechaber presented Machlokas Rashba and Mordechai, and as he understood the Rashba, there's no need for a yediya that the Makas Mutzi Adam, would probably lead you to assume that that's the kavana of Stimas Lashon HaMechaber, that there's no requirement of yediya Shemutzi Adam. And then you have to figure out, is the Noda Behuda's diuk as compelling that that would trump what you would expect to see in the Mechaber based on how he presented the Rashba. But be that as it may, the Noda Behuda has Adiyuk that he thinks even the Mechaber requires a Maka Hayadua Shemotzi Adam. Badi Shulchan suggests a middle ground in light of the Noda Behuda's Diyuk, that maybe all the Mechaber means to say when he says Damakasa as opposed to Damaka is that it has to be a Maka that is of the type that could produce dam, even if you haven't ascertained that this maka itself produces dam. You know, the presentation we've made until now of maka yedua shemitzi adam is, do you need to know that this maka produces dam, or that this dam is from this maka? But the other possibility would be maybe as long as you know that it's the type of maka that could produce dam, that's enough, even if we don't know whether historically this maka has produced that. That's about the Shulchan suggested, maybe a slight middle ground in the Mechaber. Okay. So again, the pashtus of the Mechaber is that you could always be tola b'makasa. It's independent of ves kavua, ves she'eno kavua, even if it's not a maka hayudush emetzi adam, based on the Beis Yosef understanding of the Rashba as being cholik on the Mordechai. Okay. With that, let's come and look at the Rama. V'kol zeh b'isha sheyesh la ves kavua. So, whatever the Mechaber just said of tola b'makasa, that's only if a woman has a ves kavua. V'oz yicholin litlos shelo b'shas vesta b'makasa. But if a woman has a ves kavua, so then you could be tola on her maka if she sees dam shelo b'shas vesta. Afal pi she'eno yodas b'vadai shemakasa hotzi adam. Even if you don't know for sure that this maka was motzi dam. Again, kol zeh b'isha sheyesh la ves kavua, v'oz yicholin litlos shelo b'shas vesta b'makasa, af al pi she'eina yodas b'vadai shemakasa hotzi adam. So, according to the Bach's understanding of the Mordechai, the Ramah seems to be paskening like the Mordechai, right? The Bach understood that if you have a vest kavua and the woman sees dam shelo b'shas vesta, then you don't need to have a yediyah of a maka. If she does not have a vest kavua, so then you need a yediyah of a maka, and that's what the Rama says later on. We're going to skip the sfeik for a second. V'chein im eila vest kavua. And then he talks about his Svek Sveka, but without that, Mikol Makom, B'Shas Vesta. Let's read it straight. B'Chedim Ein La Ves Kavua, B'Hu Sam, Dam Ba Min HaMakar Min HaStadin, Talina B'Makom, Mikol Svek Sveka, Savik Min HaStadin Min HaMakar, Tzim Zlam Min HaMakar, Shama Min HaMakar, Aval Im Yadua Shaba Min HaMakar, Af Api Sheyesh La Makar B'Makar, Ein HaTola B'Makar, Im Ein La Ves Kavua, Elim Kain Yodas Bevada Shemakasa Matsiyadam. So leaving aside the Svek Seker for the moment, but if she does not have a Ves Kavua, then you need to have a Maka Yadusha Matsiyadam in order to be Tola. If you do have a Ves Kavua, then you don't need a Maka Yadusha Matsiyadam. So that seems to be in line with the Bach's understanding of the Mordechai. Whereas if you accept the Shach's understanding of the Mordechai, again, the Shach understood in the Mordechai that if a woman has a ves kavua, then shelo b'shas vesta, you don't need any maka. All bets are off. There's nothing to be concerned about. So then the Rama is only halfway like the Mordechai, meaning that the Rama follows the Shach's Mordechai in being b'chale between a ves kavua and a ves she'eno kavua. But he still requires a yedia that there is a maka, even by a ves kavua, right? According to the Bach understood that even by a ves kavua, you need to have a yedia that there's a maka. It just doesn't have to be a yedia maka masi adam. According to the Shach, the Mordechai says you don't need any knowledge of a maka at all. So the Ramah does require knowledge of a maka. It just doesn't have to be a maka yedusha mitzi adam if you see shelo b'shas vesta where you have a ves kavua. So that Rama is only halfway like the Mordechai. It's like the Mordechai in that there is a distinction between a ves kavua and a ves she'eino kavua, but it's like the Rashba in a sense, or at least you need to at least have a yediyah that there is a maka, even if you have a ves kavua. Okay. Now, again, we had explained last time that the Shach the Shach is not arguing on, he's not saying this is Pshat the Mordechai. You know, the Shach acknowledges that, the Mordechai's din applies, or distinction applies, not only to Rav Nachman's Tashmish, but to the Hetter Labayla and Shimon Akim as well. He just says that Lahalacha, because the Mordechai is a Chiddush, the way you understood it, so you could only rely on the Mordechai, Le'inyin, the Hetter, Rav Nachman's Tashmish, but you would still require Shimon Akim to be Matir, the woman, Labayla. And the Shach wrote that the reason for that is a kind of mishum iguna hikilu barabanan, that we're more inclined to be mekel, even though the Mordechai is a chiddush, but we'll be prepared to accept that chiddush of the Mordechai if the consequence would be, the consequence of not accepting it would mean that we have to aser the women labayla. So that's a kind of mishum iguna hikilu barabanan, because of that potential severe consequence. So we're inclined to accept a minority shita in Rishonim, but as far as Hatter Labayla, so there's no Mishum Iguna, so you have to count Shivan Akim. Rebbe Kiva Eger here in the Chidushim Ala Gilyon says something else, commenting on the Shach in Sivkatim Kaf on Mishum Iguna Hikilu. The Ilav Hachi Yesh Lomar De Labayla Da Isirak. One second. Is this a typo? I have the standard the first printing of the Shulchan Aruch here. Does someone have a fancy Shulchan Aruch you can read the Kiveger from? The Kiveger on the Shachs of Katan Kuf. Any volunteers? Yeah, Arya, go ahead.
Sorry, I just have to get it open. Mishim Iguna Hikilu, Belav Hachi Yesh Lomar, De Labayla, De Hesirak, De Kevin Hoska, Liros Machmas Tashmish, Shema Tira Bishas Tashmish, Da Inin Vesas, De Hu Inin Vesas, Dave Rakmi De Rabbanan, Ked De Kamalan Vesas De Rabbanan, Lazesim Chin Lakel, Losumaka, Apol Inin Zanikim, Losum Chin.
So Kveger says, thank you, that the reason we're making like the Mordechai is because if you see Shalobashas Vesta, since Vestas are Dirabbanan, so the consequence is only a Din Dirabbanan, and then you can be Talibim Akasa. But as far as Zainakim, so then you can't be Talibim Akasa because they were talking about a potential Daraisa. So Rabbi Forrest points out in volume 1, page 430, that you should have the following nafkamina between the Shach and Rabbi Kiveger. According to the Shach, who says the reason we're Meiko like the Mordechai is because Mishum Iguna Hikilu Barabanan, so this would be relevant as well in a situation where a woman is incapable of having clean bedikos. Because of a makkah. So then if we're not going to be mekel to be tola bidam makasa, then she's never going to be mutaris labayla either, because she'll never be able to have a proper tara process. So the reason of mishum iguna hikil barabanan would be relevant even if it's not roa machmas tashmish, but a situation where a woman can't have a clean tara process without being tola bidam makasa. But according to Kiveger's distinction between Din Darabbanan and Din Daraisa, so if we're not prepared to be Mekel on Dinam Daraisa, so even if the consequence could be Asring or Labayla, we still have to be Machmir. Okay, now the Piskei Tshuva, Sivkat and Kavzayin, quotes that the Nod Bihuda in principle thought that you in principle held against the Shach, that you can rely on the Mordechai even le'inyan shivanakiyim. But in practice, he says that it's hard to be makel. It's hard to be makel against the Shach. And that's what the Alter Rebbe writes as well in Sifkat and Kaf Gimel, that it's hard to be makel against the Shach unless there are other studim lekula to be mitzarif. And even Rav Avadya, as we said, that according to Svardim, it should be easy and there should be more latitude to be makel across the board. But even Rav Avadya thinks that he should be machmir like the Shach, because he finds he found a safer eshkol that he thinks says like the Shach, that the whole heter of Ro Machmas Tashmish, or being told about that makab Ro Machmas Tashmish, is only relevant for not asring or labayla, but not for shiv v'nikim. And the Aruch HaShulchan also in Sifkatan Nun Zayin, Nun Gimel, and then Nun Zayin, so he says that in principle we're machmir like the Shach, but if you're Samech al Ramah, lo hifsid, it's not the end of the world. Okay, let's just spend a moment. We glossed over the Svek Sveka of the Ramah. So the Ramah says that in the case of a woman that does not have a Ves Kavua, and you have a Suffek whether the Dam is Minim Akor Minim Stadin, you can rely on a Svek Sveka. Safik min astadim min makor, and even if it's min makor, maybe it's min amaka. Aval in yadua shaba min makor, afa pi sheyesh lamaka b'makor, ein atola b'maka, unless it's a maka yadua shemotziyada. So the Ramah says Svek Sveka, that by vestia ein a kavua, even if it's a maka she'ein yadua shemotziyadam, where there's a possibility that it's min astadin, and intim salom or it's min makor, maybe it's a makab makor, then you can be makel based on a svek sveka. The Shach takes issues with this svek sveka in the end of Sifkat and Kaf Beis. He doesn't exactly identify what his issues are. So the later Achronim talk about, is it a svek sveka mishapech, is it shem echad, and the various requirements of what constitutes a bona fide Svek Sveka, but that's a little bit tangential to our focus, so we're not going to spend time with that. We look around, that's some of the discussion, what do the Shach mean, and how do we defend the Ramah against the Shach's objection to a Svek Sveka. Okay. The remaining Memra, those four Memras on Samuch Vav Amin Aleph that we had quoted in Shulchan Aruch but didn't focus on yet, is Dama Kasa Mishuna Midam Riyasa. The Gemara says that if the presentation of Damak is different than the presentation of what she sees, meaning the Dam that she sees looks different than Damaka would, then you can't be Tola Bimakasa. And that was the second sentence in the Ramah, in the Mechaber in Sifhei. Excuse me. The Ramban, in his Hilchos Nida, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, writes as follows. If a woman has a maka b'osamakom and the dam is coming out, so some say that you could be makel even bizmanoseh. The Rabban thinks no, that you can't be makel on dam maka. Im hayadam akasim mishunam idam riyasa tmeya din atamur. Because the din is that if it's a different appearance, then you have to be machmir. V'imkein pa'amim atamevi asana lahakif l'dapidamim. And that's going to force you to compare colors. And nowadays, we don't compare colors anymore because we're machmir for anything that's notil ad mumis to treat it as one of the maras tameas, even if nekar adin, there are only certain shades of rather tame. So since our practice is not to distinguish between shades, so then, as a kind of low plug, you have to be machmer in any damaka because maybe it really is mishuna, and we're not properly equipped to identify whether or not it's mishuna. That's the position of the Ramban, that for all intents and purposes, the whole kula of tolin b'makasa doesn't exist bismanase. And that's a relative shitas yachin and rishonim. The Rush, the Rashba, Lalach, we argue, the Rush in Perek Yud, Simon Gimel, that no, we're the full position, again, we saw in the Rashba, this is that the, as quoted in the Radvaz, the Rashba says that's because the default the presumption is that a woman has a Cheskas Tara. So as long as she has a Cheskas Tara, we can operate with the starting assumption that she is, that she would be Tahora. So absent a Reyesa, as if the dam is Mishuna, so then you have to be Machmer. But absent a Reyesa, the default presumption is going to be that if you have a legitimate Maka, and if you need a Maka, you do Shem and Siyadam, you have a Maka, I do Shem and Siyadam. So if you have a legitimate Maka, you be told on that Maka, absent a Reyesa to the contrary. That's what we assume, La Lacha. And that's expressed in the Shach in Sivkatan Yutas as well. The Shach quotes, Kasa v'Rav Magid v'Ran v'Rashba, Dafka shenisbar shehi mishuna, halav hachi tolim b'maka. That the default presumption is that tolim b'maka, lafi she'isha b'cheskas tara medes, because a woman is considered to be b'cheskas tara, and therefore we could be mekel absent a contrary reyesa. Okay, so on that nakuda, that a woman is considered to be b'cheskas tara, and that's why we could be mekel even without, that's why we could be mekel as long as there's no presentation that is clearly mishuna. The Dagla Mirvava writes as follows. Okay, if you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you, take a look at the Dagla Mirvava on the Shach of Katan Yutes. Vihine, din zeh hu pashit bero machmas tashmish. So this din, that a woman is becheskas tara, and that has the dafkamina of being machshir absent ereyasa. So that is pashit in the context of roa machmas tashmish. She'az vadei isha becheskas tara. She'ei shim she'em baila. So obviously she's becheskas tara because she just had tashmish 5 minutes ago. Aval bero shelo machmas tashmish, but let's say that's not the case. You have a re'i in a different context. Let's say a woman has a re'ia during her Shiva Nikiyam. She has a re'ia during, even before the Shiva Nikiyam when she's b'mei nidusa. And you want to be told of that in a makam. So he quotes Mar Mekomos on that topic. What is the status of a woman b'mei libuna, b'mei nidusa, and it concludes v'adavar sarach talmud, that that remains the jury is out on whether the kulas of damaka, the ability to be told of damaka, exists as well for a woman who is b'mei tamasa, and that's the much more relevant scenario, which we'll talk about probably next time, where these dinim apply, not to a woman who's roa machmas tashmish, but a woman who is having trouble getting clean bedikos or a clean hefsek tara because she has a maka that is producing dam that is inhibiting the tara process. So does the equation change if that woman is not considered to be the cheskas tahora? So there is a the Ramban and Afayim and Aleph quotes a Rashba. The Ramban is Ibra Maskel Mitoch. And let's pull it up on the screen. What happened there? Here we go. Again, the Rabban on Hayamad Aleph quoting a Rashba. I think it's a Rashba. I think there's a parallel Rashba here it's a Rabban. Ulasfiya Svari Eshlach Ria Shebedika Sahafsaka Shehimala Osa Mituma Latara. Umosi asa mechazaka lechazaka, Tzricha liyos bedika me'ula she'en achareha alav safek. So the context of the Rashba is the sugya bedikas charin, the Ramban, sorry, is the sugya bedikas charin ustakin. That we'll see when we talk about bedikas that there are different grades of bedikas. There are less rigorous and more rigorous bedikas. The more rigorous bedikas referred to as bedikas charin ustakin, where you have to insert the aid further up into all the cracks and crevices along the way. So the Ramban writes that more rigorous bedika is necessary for hefsek tara, because the hefsek tara is motzi a woman from a cheskas tuma to a cheskas tara. So where you're motzi her mi chazaka la chazaka, so that requires the most rigorous kind of bedika. Aval bedika sashiva kemen shekvar paska lamida becheskasa, the bedika kol dusake. However, the regular bedikas of Shiva Nakiyim, so we don't assume this way lalacha, but the Ramban writes in this daya that the bedikas for Shiva Nakiyim do not require the same level of exactness, the same rigorousness as the bedika of Hefsek Tara, because once a woman has overcome the hurdle of the Hefsek Tara, she now is on some level becheskas Tara, and you don't need as rigorous a bedika. After all, the Ramban writes, "Me'ikar adin, as long as a woman does one bedika during Shiva Nakiyim, that is sufficient." So what we really are concerned about is the hefsek tara. So the Ramban is telling us, no galing anenu, it's not his context, but the Ramban says that up until the point of a hefsek tara, a woman is becheskas tumea, and while she does a hefsek tara, even before she begins Shiva Nakiyim, then she is becheskas tahora, as far as the dam is concerned. So that would mean, if we accept that distinction of the Ramban, that it would be easier to be tole the dam akasa once you've already done a hefsek tara. So the Chavis Das writes, Simen Kuf Sadi Vav Sifkatan Gimel, and Ramosha assumes this way as well in Arachayim Chela Gimel Simen Kuf, Arachayim Chela Gimel Simen Kuf, that in order to be Tole B'makasa, you have to have at least a hefsek tara and a single bedika, because they assume that it's not just the hefsek tara that is motzi the woman mecheskas tuma lecheskas tara, but you have to have at least one bedika of the shiva nekiyim as well. So in order for women to be considered over the hurdle of being mecheskas tumeya, such that you could be told b'maka, that even if you see dam that could be attributed to the maka, so you need to have at least a clean hefsek tara and a clean bedika to be motzi her from cheskas Cheskas Tuma. And the Sidrei Tara in Simen Kuf Sadivav Sivkatan Tesvav, Kuf Sadivav Sivkatan Tesvav, quotes from the Shev Yaakov that no, all you need is a Hefsek Tara. That you don't even need one of the Shiva Nakiyim, like the way we read the Ramban, that a woman is removed Micheskas Tumasa once she does a Hefsek Tara. By the way, I just discovered I was reading a brief biographical essay by Leshev Yaakov last week, printed in, I think, the most recent Yeshurun. So I think I mentioned at the beginning of the year that often the Piskei Shur, at least at sometimes the Piskei Tshuva, there's a confusion between the Shev Yaakov and the Shvus Yaakov, and there are Tshuvas of the Shvus Yaakov, of Shev Yaakov, that may be referred to as the Shvus Yaakov, like the famous Tshuva that if a Kli is mechubel lekarka, doesn't need tefilas kelim. So in the printed Piskei Tshuva, they quote that from the Shvus Yaakov, but it's really the Shev Yaakov. But what I didn't realize is that the Shev Yaakov and the Shvus Yaakov again is the mechaber of the Toras Hashlamim, the Toras Hashlamim, Minchas Yaakov. I didn't realize that they were contemporaries, that there are Tshuvas in the Shev Yaakov addressed to the Shvus Yaakov, and in the Shvus Yaakov addressed to the Shev Yaakov. And not only that, they both were born in Prague. The Shev Yaakov ended up being the Rav in Frankfurt, and the Shvus Yaakov ended up being the Rav in Metz. So both in Germanic lands, and Metz is in Alsace. It's France and Germany fought about it over the centuries, but they were contemporaries from the same hometown, which I hadn't realized. Anyway, so that's the Siddur Torah course in the Shev Yaakov, that all you need is a clean Hefsek Torah, and you don't have to worry about bedikos. Chuas Avnei Miluim, Siman Kaf Gimel, and we'll close Bli Neder in the next 5 minutes with this. Chuas Avnei Miluim, Siman Kaf Gimel, suggests that even before a Hefsek Torah, a woman is not considered to be a Chazak Isura. So it's not a standard Cheskas Tumah or Cheskas Iser that a woman has even before a Hefsek Torah. What's his raya? His raya is from Tosfos in the beginning of Gittin, the Eidacha Nama Misurin Gemara. So Tosfos there, Divim Askel Eidachad, asks the question, what's the source for Eidacha Nama Misurin? And Tosfos suggests that it's from Nida, Bisafrala Liatzma. Right? Bisafrala Atzma tells you that Eidacha Nama Misurin. Then Tosfos asks, if that's the case, then why don't we learn out that Eidachad is Nama Bisurin even if it's a Schazik Yisura? Because isn't a woman who's a Nida is Schazik Yisura? The Yishlomer says Tosfos, the Eina Becheskas Shetei Roa Kol Sha. That's not considered classic Schazik Yisura because a woman isn't Muchzeket that she's going to be Roa Dam constantly. Ukisha Avru Shiva Tehora Mimela. The lowest chazik yisura, the gam biyad alitba, and after 7 days of zava, she's going to be or of anida, of zava. Sorry, after 7 days she's going to be tahora mimela. It's not ischazik yisura, and biyad alitba. So not for now. That the focus is not what that gam. What the interplay between those two points of Biyada and Torah Mimela are, but the Avnei Miluim makes the point that you see from this presentation of Tosos that even before Bedikos, it's not considered to be Ischazik Isura. Is Eina Becheska Shetei Roa Kolsha. And then he points out that there's a Ra in the beginning of Gittin, that a woman has ne'emanos to say that she did a Hefsek Torah, not just the Bedikos of Shiva Nekiah. So that indicates that a Hefsek Torah also, that even before a Hefsek Torah, a woman is not considered to be Ischazik Yisura. So the Avnei Miluim says that if a woman has a Makah and is incapable of getting a clean Bedika, then she doesn't even need a Hefsek Torah or any Bedikos of Shiva Nekiah, and that's considered to be she's considered to be not becheskas tara, even not becheskas tuma, even without a hefsek tara, even without any bedikas. Now the Avnei Miluim says that maybe it's still considered to be a hefsek tara if she concentrates and senses that there's no further psicha samakor. That if a woman is in sync with her body and has no sensation of any dam coming out, maybe that is considered to be a hefsek tara as well, that you don't need an actual bedika for hefsek tara, but the mindset and the realization that there's nothing coming out is also hefsek tara. And that's what the Noda Behuda writes as well, Kama Yoredeya Simen Nun Tes. And Rav Avadia says that even though we don't Lechachila rely on this, but if you're stuck and there's no way of getting a clean Hefsek Torah, there's no other Eitzah, so the Noda Yehuda and the Avnei Miluim, and he says it's a Chasam Sofer too, Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin, they all hold that you can dispense with any Hefsek Torah, and where there's no other option, Rav Avadia writes, page Reish Lama Gimel, Reish Lama Dalid, Yeshlo Amude Barzel L'smoch Aleihem, that these are pretty hefty achronim to rely on if there's no Brera. The more common contemporary recommendation, and next time we'll talk more Lamais about you know, the mechanics of Dhammaka and what's considered Dhammaka. But the more contemporary recommendation, Rabbi Kar passes, for example, B'Shem Rav Yashiv, Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Memtes, that if you have a woman who has a maka and is incapable of getting clean bedikos, so if you have a, you could have a nurse or a medical professional do the bedika for the woman, such that you insert in such a way that avoids the place where the maka is. And then that would be considered to be a legitimate hesek tara. And lemaisa, we require at least one bedika of shivan akim as well in this situation. So then the recommendation, this is what Rabbi Neuberger pointed out, that you can do that for bedika shivan akim as well. Some recommend that Me'ikar Adin will discuss this, the bedika at night could work. So if you go to the medical professional, or we'll talk about the bodeket, in order to do this hefsek tara, so you could have the hefsek tara done right before shkia, and then stick around in the office until it's safe, and then she could do a day one bedika for you, which would be effective. In volume one of Sefer Pua, they quote from Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, who said that you could rely on the following, that if a woman has a maka and she does three bedikos, and in all three bedikos you have the same presentation on the bedika cloth of the same spot where the dam appears in such a way that it's clear that it's from a maka, then even if that spot appears, that could count as a clean hefsek tara. So I think most probably would not rely on that. They assume that it has to be clean regardless, even if you know that it's coming from a maka. The Ba'al Shulchan raises a similar question in the Be'ur, in the beginning of Siman Kuf Sadivav, paragraph beginning Kedi, that according to the Chavos Das, maybe this would be a good Hefsek Tara. If you assume that you don't need a, if you assume that you don't make or didn't need a hefsek, sorry, according to the Chavos Das, that you need a clean hefsek tara in order to begin shivan akiyam, even if you have damaka. So maybe even the Chavos Das could agree to this suggestion that if you do multiple bedikos and you find dam in the same place in every bedika, that could be attributed to the mak and still count as a good hefsek tara. But he leaves that as Tzarech She'elas Chacha. Okay, we'll stop here for today. And next time, Ritz Hashem, we will discuss the more practical elements of Dhammaka. And then the related topic that we'll discuss, I don't know if we'll get to start next time, if not the time after, is the general Ne'emanus of doctors and Psichas HaKever. I think I probably need to send you more Marmer Kama, so I'll try to do that shortly. Have you all finished the Marmer Kama I sent out already? No? Okay, so it's not a rush. Okay, fine. So, Mirza Hashem, I hope to be back in person on Wednesday. We'll keep you posted. Okay?